Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150-93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. This is that time of the show where I give one of the best reminders and a special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales people. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 36 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, and it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217, or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com. There is an extreme wave of I've gotten bombarded with memes. First things first. Bosch dropped the ball. For everybody who was enjoying that segment, we're gonna put a little charge on Andrew Bosch. He couldn't help himself. Nikki, by the way, people still have the famous choke job that you almost felt sorry for him. Feel free to, you can still text those in. I'm still catching up with some of those texts. Clearly, I gave direct instructions. Do not give it away. I said yes or no. I asked Blake and Baker and Bosch simultaneously, yes or no. Do you get the reference when I say Ray Finkel and Lois Einhorn? And because Nikki threw you under the bus, Jinky, shame on you. Shame on you. Jinky, that was not okay. We knew, everybody on the planet knew that you ever watch somebody? This is the difference between good parenting and bad parenting, is what Jinky just did. Yeah, I'm going there with it. You ever watch a kid struggle with his shoelaces, right? And just look, listen, I've lived it. So please don't call me sexist. I've lived it and I've experienced it at least, let's say, in my adult life or in my entire life. I've witnessed this phenomenon at least 49 times with my own two eyes. And what I'm talking about is you watch a child struggle with their shoes, right? But you see, they're going through the process and you can talk to them. You can say, hey, Remember the whatever little song you taught somebody to tie their shoe, right? And I'm telling you, from Charlotte Mabin to LaDon Reeves to all these women I've seen, let him do it. LaDon, let him tie his own shoe. Well, we're in a rush, and he's just... Let the boy tie his own shoe. This is the fun part. Him getting frustrated. Now I got to teach him to breathe, not get frustrated, and remember what the loop and the hoop and the scoop and whatever rules you got to tie your shoe.
I still tie my shoes like a little kid.
Janky, let the boy tie his shoe. You are stunting his growth by not letting him struggle through it. So now the next time that Nikki throws something against a wall because he gets frustrated because he can't figure something out, Janky, I'm calling you. You're going to have to replace whatever Nikki breaks in the studio because you...
My next tantrum.
The next tantrum is absolutely 100% going on Janky. Because you didn't let him struggle through that one. He would have thought, he would have figured it out. It would have took a little while. And eventually...
It would have definitely, I might have needed a hint.
I would have said, Finkel and Einhorn. Einhorn and Finkel. And you would have been frustrated, and then it would have just clicked. And Jinky didn't
have to deal with Ray Finkel. That's it. Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is a man. Oh my God. Einhorn is a man.
That was really, really funny of Jim Carrey.
That was good.
That was
Ace Ventura.
That was a great.
Fantastic.
I might have to. Yeah, listen, I'm getting laces out. Hold on. The crying game. Yeah. The little music you're playing.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Einhorn is Finkel. Oh yeah, you're talking about the hemorrhoids joke. That was really funny. In the movie, it showed him plunging his face. Oh yeah, he was distraught. Oh, so yeah, okay, yeah. I can't even clean out how many text messages of people barking at you. Hold on. Texters, okay, I'm cleaning out the text line. When you said the name Finkel. Nikki, did your mind go to wrestling?
No, I was thinking.
No, because you knew Ray Finkel.
I was like, it's a kicker, right? And then, yeah.
But yeah, I knew you weren't processing it as a fictional.
Oh, yeah. No, not at all.
Yeah.
And then when you said 70, 60.
That was in the phone number.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. I was like, wait, is this a basketball store? Am I thinking?
Yeah. Steve obviously called during the break and said he heard it. He was as frustrated as anybody else. Yeah, listen, the quotes, I'm getting bombarded with quotes. Like, I'm trying to go move on, people. I'm sorry. But the quotes from the text line are absolutely awesome. Russ Smith, heavy bourbon tour.
Yes, shout out.
Okay, that's one of those you're going to have to effort him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because I want the details. Second of all,
maybe a sample.
Don't step on this one, Nick. This time, Nikki. If you didn't reach out to him and try to get your and I just want, you got to do samples right.
Yeah, I mean he did on the V show. He came in and we had a little tasting. It was fantastic. It was like Tanner's first day. Tanner was like, "Wait, you guys just drank here?" And I was like, "Yep, it's a good gig." It's a fun job.
Oh, okay. Texter, you did it. Guess what the texter just texted?
Oh, geez. What'd they do?
I still want to know about the spaghetti squash. Gosh darn it.
I mean,
okay, so here's the problem, listeners of 93.9. This is something we're having a good time today. I don't want to talk about the NBA finals because they're over. I don't expect
anything. Both the NHL and the NBA finals decided to take a page out of the same book. It was like, all right, we're going to make a really boring 3-0 lead. And then game four, the team that's losing is going to go off and absolutely dog walk and scorch the other team, making you think that they have a chance. Whereas the game, it's still going to end in five games, maybe six.
Nikki, I love sports. I love sports. Not much can run me away from sports other than what I saw in game four.
What, 40-point blowout by the Mavs?
Okay. In college, what could turn me off of college sports? Officials. And officials, I don't even get as mad at officials in college because to me they're still college officials. I don't know why I give them more of a pass. But when I watched Luka Doncic, when I watched what was sending him to the free throw line this game, I'm like, Luka hasn't gotten that call the entire. I felt bad for Mavericks fans, right? Because you mean to tell me y'all been physical with Luka for the first three games, and then all of a sudden all these are fouls now? And remember I told you a couple weeks ago, I said, what I don't like about Luka is all his stuff is ref dependent.
You've been consistent.
Yeah, it's ref dependent. He goes to the line in game four, and it just opens up everything. Because it's like we can't play him the same way that we played him these three games before because they keep calling fouls on everything. Now my good defender's in foul trouble, and it just the whole thing breaks down. If you wanted to outside determining factors to decide who has the better chances of winning, he's the perfect player because he's good enough. He's so good that if we give him these, you know, he, you know, chicken wings and all that, if we let him do this, they'll win. If we call it, you know, straight up.
Bull, they win four in a row.
They'll lose.
That's what I'm saying, though.
You know, sometimes the audacity, I'm always surprised by the audacity of officiating. Because it's like you go into the game and you say, okay, you don't want Boston to win in Dallas.
Right.
Right? And I'm like, but then you're like, surely they're not going to just
give this game away. Right.
And lo and behold, there's a 35-point blowout in Dallas.
Seriously, it was almost 40 points. It was wild.
I know. And then I'm watching. I'm like, come on. This doesn't look like competition. But I don't want to complain because I like sports. I like watching all the, you know, I still like the finals. Yeah. I did see. What's the official? What's the official? Because I saw a post that said he's called the it's not Fowler. What's his name? There's one official, and they nicknamed him the series extender.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The series extended.
Yes. It's referee, good-looking white dude. What's his name? Nikki. Popular official. Texas, if you could really, really quick, if you could give me that official's name. Is it Scott Foster? It's not Scott Foster. What's his name? What's his name? Texas.
I'm typing it in. But
yeah, Scott
it's
Foster.
Giving me Wi-Fi stuff.
Yep, Scott Foster. Yep. And then when you watch it, Nikki, you watch it with your own two eyes, and I'm just like, where's the FBI at? Where's the FBI at? But if the NBA just, I know he knows what we need here. Scott? Yeah, Scott.
He is a good-looking white guy.
Yeah, yeah. I was... he's a good-looking guy. You know, I guess I couldn't think of any other way to describe him. You know, I didn't want to go, he's, you know, yeah, all the texters knew it was Scott Fox. But, yeah, if you bring him in to extend the series, it's like, NBA, don't get in trouble.
So, is it still Celtics at five then, or?
Yeah, you got
Celtics.
That's coming over your mic. Pretty.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Oh, wait, are you gonna disintegrate in there? By the way, to the texter that asked about this spaghetti squash, I have to make this disclaimer too. The spaghetti squash situation is about to be a problem. Why? Because I've looked at it. I've planned on doing it. I've had other foods, and I keep on jumping over the spaghetti squash, right? Because I don't want to do it.
Right.
Right? Huh. So here's the other problem. I can feel the difference since last Sunday was when I stopped doing carbs and sugar, right? And I can feel in my clothes, they're loosening up.
Nice.
I can feel, you know, I can literally feel it when I put on my shirts. And,
mm-hmm.
Like already. Then it makes you want to cheat.
Yeah.
The minute you start noticing some, you
know, yeah, it's like, oh, I got this. I can treat myself to it.
Right.
No, you got it.
So that makes it even harder for me to eat the spaghetti squash.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, okay, what I've been doing is obviously, and it's like spaghetti squash is extreme, but I'm going to try it. I got it.
It'll be all right.
I got to try. Okay, so I know this is kind of behind the scenes. Yeah, okay, so we're just going to take that quick commercial break, or we'll take a quick commercial break, early commercial break. When we come back, TBT conversation, basketball conversation, got to do it. Now, you may look, I know people are itching to go to the football situation, a little bit of basketball. Maybe we'll put it on a bow on the end with some football conversation. Rolling along, 939 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maven. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So this is what I want to do. First, I got to get to me. We got to make sure we give a special thanks to our friends. Ooh, Chick-fil-A today. Speaking of friends, it's always exciting on the Chick-fil-A days. Ooh, look, I just finished talking about cheating because my clothes are fitting a little looser. And I have to go down the size. This is going to be awesome. Point being, people, although you are not under attack by the elements at this current moment, you must remember that your home is still your fortress and your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated. We'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today. Okay, so this is what I want to do really quick. I know I said we're going to come right back with basketball, but due to popular demand, people want to talk a little football for a second. This is what I have to, this is what comes out today. The mini plan the mini plan of pick three games. Austin Peay, Pitt, Jackson State, Georgia Tech, SMU. That is the football released mini plan. Pick three games. Let me make sure I got that right. Pick three games on sale now. They want to let you know that pick any three games as low as $70 for any three. Huh. So, the three-game plan. I hate that that's such an easy thing when you say, okay, Georgia Tech. I don't want to do a disservice to the football program. I'm excited to get in the stadium. Marcus Maben being a Clarksvillian, Austin Peay sounds awesome. Also, Marcus Maben, if I had to sacrifice it, listen, obviously Georgia Tech, Miami, and Pitt are the big games. Steve reminded me that SMU's not a bad team, so that's the game you can't sleep on. But the SMU is good. Oh man, one of the things I hate the most in sports are good. Actually, I don't like it. Speaking from the player's point of view, I don't like really good quote unquote no name teams. You never get credit for beating good no-name teams because of our arrogance. And it's fine. It's okay, because sometimes that arrogance is a benefit, right? It's a huge benefit. But sometimes when you're the coach or the player, Coach Brohm knows he's not going to get credit no matter what SMU comes in here looking like. And the only thing he can get is criticism. If he barely beats SMU, it's going to be criticism. If he runs up the score on SMU, it's going to be on to the next one. So, SMU, of course, we talked about that being a dangerous game. But I think I would probably sacrifice the Pitt game. Because at the end of the year, by the time we get to Pitt, I'm not going to want to be around people, right? If it goes as if your season goes anywhere close to how you expected, the Pittsburgh game at the end of the season is going to be an irritating trap game where Pitt's going to have nothing to lose and we're going to have everything to gain by beating Pitt. So that's one of those. I would sacrifice that one early and say, you know what? I can tell you right now, I'm not going to go to the Pitt game because my season's going to be on the line and I'm not going to be able to just deal with that. That sucks. But anyway, mini plan, three games, Austin Peay, Jackson State, Georgia Tech, SMU, the U, and Pittsburgh. Pick one of those three, $70. If you don't have season tickets, if you want to get yourself a smaller package for the home games, there's three right there you can pick for, and that's all I got for you on that. Okay, so here's the thing. The Louisville basketball team has released the video. What do? We get the videos. We like to analyze them. Louisville back at it is the title. What do we see? We see the first handoff. We see Rain Smith with the dribble handoff. You see they get a lot of shots up. Ooh, I'm a bark. Chucky, get on balance. Chucky Hepburn, slight fade. But here's the thing. It's not about the video that I'm excited about. It's the amount of videos they're releasing. I want to tell people this. Another sign of confidence coming out of your basketball department is the fact that they're willing to put out these videos so much. Again, the first video that they released of Frank Anselm dunking off the rim or catching the one off the rim, dunking on teammates. I was surprised at that video that they just threw that out there. Now, maybe they let the video coordinator have carte blanche to put a couple exciting. But I do like the grind videos. Again, there's no pennies or there's no Louisville practice gear. If you listen to kind of explain, that was a thing of his. He said, you know, Midnight Madness is kind of where you first get to unveil, first get a chance to, you know, put on your official uniforms. So we haven't got numbers, we haven't got uniforms just yet. I am looking forward to that. So here's the thing. Excited that they are releasing a lot of videos, but the conversation today that I was going to have or just present to people, it's going to be chemistry. What happened today or what happened yesterday? I'm thinking about the show. I'm thinking about, you know, the players, and I'm like, okay, I got my roster. We're getting ready to hit dead period of recruiting. You know, I think if he adds anything, it'll be really off the radar. So right now, there's not like a good prediction of what last additions you make. And look, we've seen them make moves like with the late, walk-ons, all that good stuff. Here's the thing. Marcus says, what is my next challenge? What is my next challenge with my team so I can, you know, look forward to a good season? It's going to be the chemistry. At first, I thought, we need athleticism. We need, you know, this and we need that. And it was like, no, Marcus. The more I see these guys and the way they, like, okay, when you see a guy cut really hard, one of the things I always say, a guy who cuts hard off the ball, that's when you know a coach is really, you know, locked in. Because there's so many things you can do. You can jog, you know, on a court. You can jog and look like you're going full speed and not really be going full speed, but you're not pushing yourself. If it's like a self-driving car, like guys that push themselves during the drills when the coach is not sitting there yelling at him, it's like, okay, by the time he gets to the season, he's going to be like a volcano ready to go. You see a lot of that on all the drills. You don't see a lot of guys, you know, jogging to their spots, you know, numbers. You know, when the coach says, okay, we got this, is why I like the weight room video. This it's showing on the basketball court. The idea of the weight room video, when a guy says, I'm not telling you when it's going to be over. You're going to have to work until I'm satisfied. That's a weight room or weight room attitude. If you have that on your basketball court and that level of accountability, that's going to be what improves your chemistry. Because, I always make reference to Major Payne, we're going to collectively have to answer to each other not working to the coach's standards, to the weight room standards. Imagine getting in trouble imagine having to do a whole bunch of extra work because the coach is saying you're not pushing yourself hard enough, and you get in trouble for that, and your teammates get in trouble for that. It's like, oh my God. It's going to suck. The texter we got earlier talking about the offsides, that's accountability from somebody's freshman year. I got to ask you this, Tanner. This is a quick break. I got to ask you something real quick. You didn't get in on this conversation. Since you're here, we got to drag you in it. Choke job. What pops into Tanner's mind when I say extreme choke? Even a choke job.
Basketball or football?
Anything, ooh. But you felt bad for the guy who choked. Maybe even if you didn't have a rooting interest or an opponent, you're cheering for one team, a guy from another team just has a serious choke job.
Not U of L related?
It can be whatever. Ooh. Like I said, what aggressively comes to your mind?
When Warriors 3-1, blowing that.
You really?
That's the one. I don't feel bad, but it's just that's the first choke job that comes to my mind because it's so historic. That or the Yankees blowing 3-0 and 0-4.
You don't think that the Cavaliers took it from the Warriors?
I think the factor.
Remember, Draymond Green got suspended.
I was
going
to just say.
Okay, sorry.
That was the biggest turning point, was when they took him for one game, I think.
Yeah.
And it was like game six.
Do you think he
game five.
Do you think he deserved to get
He definitely deserved it, but it was the major turning point, because at that time, Draymond was actually good offensively.
Does Draymond blame himself?
Yes. I think he's, to this day, he said after that Game 7 loss, he goes, "The series would have been different if I wasn't suspended. I wish I'd kept my cool."
Does he, when you hear him talk about it, does he talk about earlier in the year, like all the cumulatives? See, because that gets on my nerve. Davenport would always say this. Coach Scott Davenport would always say this. When you lost a close game and everybody was in there, you know, moping and around, he would just like, no. Because if you hit that shot at the end of the game, we're all in here celebrating, jumping around, and you didn't play any different other than one shot. So even when we, you know, won, luckily, he would be like, no, because if he misses that shot, you know what I'm saying? You're in here moping around and blah, blah. You made too many mistakes. And it was like, and I'm like, Draymond.
That's a good coach to have, though.
Right? Draymond. Son, you've been doing this all year. You've been doing this all. Look, you just.
It's kind of like Luka with him complaining to the refs right now. It's like, dude, because. Game three, where he fouls out and then screams at his bench to
challenge it,
even though his feet are not set at all. Then they actually have a foul that they get called on them, but it was obviously not a foul, but they couldn't challenge it.
Tanner, I was literally going down the road of chemistry on the Louisville Cardinal basketball team, and you picked two things that just got me into angry NBA guy that fast. Can you believe that Luka Doncic shot a ball, felt like he got fouled, turned and yelled to his bench, "You better bleep and challenge that." Oh, my God.
And then that decision screwed them.
Yelling at the bench, "You better bleep and challenge that." Luka, we've been watching you all the entire series. And like I said, it just, I hate that it sounds like I don't like Luka's game, right? But, oh, you can't yell that. Texas says, choke job was Louisville, Terry Howard. Coach Crump's first year, Final Four. Terry Howard never missed a free throw. And at the end, he missed two in critical time. See, that's outside of my wheelhouse.
That's a good one, though.
Terry Howard.
They went deep in their bag.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, you proven.
You're a fan.
Oh, obviously. When did you become? Did they call you Tow Truck Tanner?
Yeah, Benji. It's probably Benji.
Okay, so he likes the rejoins. I didn't know they gave you the nickname Tow Truck Tanner.
Yeah, that's definitely Benji.
Didn't you save it, though? Didn't you save it?
Yeah, I mean, it was $70 to get it lowered.
You were doing this show when it happened.
Yeah.
Was it your first time?
I need to go back to that day just so I can hear the first hour of, hey, they're taking a white car. Wait, that's my car. And then I
leave. Oh, no. That was the first time you did this show.
Yeah.
where were you? In the PNC parking lot?
Yeah, that one.
Were you right?
Laundry one, yeah.
Okay, you were right across the street.
And then I had to run to PNC and get cash, and they
took That's what it was. Yeah. You had to run to PNC to get cash, but they did drop it. Is that what it usually costs? 70 to get it?
70 to just get it dropped or lowered.
Yeah.
Once they lift it, and then Patty at the time, the other intern, he had to pay like 140 just to get it back, and it was like two blocks away.
Where did they take his car to?
I don't know what the lot is called, but
so there's a closer like one that's not Dave's anymore.
I think it might have been Dave's, though. I feel like it was closer to like Burger Boy.
Yeah, okay, you can grab that. By the way, 8150 93.9 is the number. I'm getting bombarded by Coach Crum had Tony Branch miss on purpose because he was 12 of 12 before the tournament. Are you sure that's a true story? Was that was Coach Crum just being sarcastic and he actually missed? That Coach Crum wouldn't. He wouldn't make somebody ruin their free throw. I don't know. He did get superstitious on the low. That's why he didn't let us wear the black uniforms. I was disappointed about that. Okay, Tom. Thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Tom.
Hey, Marcus. Hey, to start with, I loved your game, man. When you played, I told you before. I've called in there before and told you you was a fantastic player, great shooter, and a great teammate.
Appreciate that. I don't know about the teammate part, but too much shooting to be a great teammate.
No, you had a great shot, man. Just wanted to about Terry Howard. He was a bench player and really good. He was a good defensive player and skilled guys. Gave some time, some rest. And I think he was 10 for 10 during the season. Okay, so that's why he shot less free throws.
Okay.
And we were beating UCLA. They had to foul or we would have won, and we was up one. And I think he missed the front end of the 1-1 bonus. And so that's what they were talking about. But he was 10 for 10 for the season, and then he come in and they fouled him in desperation. If not, we would have been playing Kentucky in the championship game and would have beat him that year,
So he was off the bench.
Yeah.
Free throw shooter, but he only shot 10 the whole year?
He only shot 10 free throws all year because he just, he spelled. He was a ball control guy. He was a good ball handler.
Uh-huh.
If they needed to get the ball up, UCLA ran that, the same thing U of L ran. They won the 2-1-2 press.
Right.
And so he was a good passer, a good ball handler. And we were just going to run the clock out. And so they fouled us. And then they went down and hit the winning shot. I think.
Let me ask you this:
like Jamal Wilkes or somebody like.
Were
that.
People under? Were people understanding? Were they mad at Coach? Were they calling for Coach's job, saying he should have had him in?
No, I think it's just been a stigma for Terry Howard all these years. That's what he's known for.
Uh-huh.
And he was a good player. A good role player. For 4 years on U of L's team.
Okay.
I think that was the 75 year, and like I said, I think we would have played Kentucky in the championship game. We would have beat them. I think we had the Bunton brothers, Wesley Cox. He was like 6'5", 6'6", and played center. And we had a really good team.
Okay, so well, listen, I appreciate that call.
We were the better team.
Oh, wait, say that one more time.
We were the better team, definitely. So, I think that was John Wooden's last games also.
Oh, that's a gut wrench. Well, I appreciate the call. Yeah, for sure.
He said a center was 6'5", 6'6". That's wild to just think about that today.
And no, because that's Coach Crum. Like if you're athletic, he did not care about your height.
He had like Dennis Rodman for Dennis Rodman.
Listen, he did not care. Coach Crum did not care. I mean, he liked tall guards, but if you were athletic, he really felt like that's why I used to get in trouble all the time. Because he said I should be averaging 5 or 6 rebounds. Texas says Terry Howard was 23 for 23. For the year, not 10 for 10. Okay. I appreciate that one. God, that's got to suck. You're 23 for 23. And coach puts you in. You're in late to knock down free throws. And you miss them. And you got a chance to play Kentucky. I spent last week talking about how people never leave. Y'all can answer me this. Does he still live in Louisville, Kentucky? Terry Howard, if you have a quick answer on that one, but 75, I guess I got to be cautious because I don't know his health or state right now. But that's one of those situations like, 75 was Junior Bridgman. Okay, see, y'all knowledge is far, okay, Junior Bridgman, Alan Murphy squad, Crum always, I always said that was the best team. His best team, Junior Bridgman, Alan Murphy. Okay, it's 75 team. Oh, so I know he was sick. And he had a chance to beat Wooden. And he lost to Wooden. Oh, I wonder, do coaches like really hold on to like their anger with their players like that? Like, do they blame themselves? Like, I put a guy in and he's 23 for 23 and he misses a clutch free throw, I got a chance to play Kentucky in the championship game or the Final Four. They already won't schedule us. I'm playing against John Wooden, my mentor, and my 23 for 23 player misses the free throw. Oh my God. If there was ever a coach who got away with just getting a little mad at his player, that would have probably been the situation. Like, I don't know if I can forgive my guy. Who we got over there? Jay, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind, Jay?
Hey, how y'all doing? I got one. I think, what about with Darius Washington when he missed the free throws at the end when Garcia had fouled him? And then, like, say, that would have got them in the tournament. But with us, we were already in the tournament anyway, but he missed those two free throws, and that cost him the tournament.
Let me ask you this. Did you feel bad for him?
I did a little bit, but even then, my hate for Cal let me not really feel it like that. I couldn't stand Cal then, just like now. Like now, it's almost like Arkansas has turned to, you know, my second worst team. Like, I only really watch them to lose, and, you know, and anybody they play is, you know, it's who I want to win for that day. But I did kind of feel sorry for the guy, though, because, you know, he broke down to his knees and stuff like that, you know. But, you know, I was more frustrated at the end with Garcia fouling.
With the foul?
But, yeah, I was like, dude, what were you doing? I mean, all we had to do was just let him, you know, let the clock run. But, yeah, I was kind of a little feel sorry for him because, you know, I think that actually those free throws, I think, impacted him on even getting drafted, because I don't even know if he got drafted. If he did, it was very low. And that guy had came in, like, you know, he was a ranked high, you know, player. Like, at that time, Calipari wasn't getting as many, like, five-star, but he was, like, a high-ranked, like, four-star type player.
Didn't his dad play for Memphis or something, or his dad was assistant coach or something like that?
Yeah, it was because he was a junior. But I think it was either his dad, he was an assistant or a play there or something. I think his dad may even have went to the NBA, but I know he went to, like, the G League and stuff like that, but he never really, you know, really made, like, as far as NBA.
Right.
But, yeah, that was probably one of the worst choke jobs I've seen, because technically, I mean, the guy's – he was, like, an 80-something percent free throw shooter, and, like, we were ranked at the time, you know, and they missed those two. That actually would have sent them to the tournament. So that made it even worse. And, you know, at the time I was glad just because, you know, it was Calipari. I just feel like he's so cocky and arrogant. It's just, you know, I couldn't even feel that sorry. You know?
Right.
But, you know, for the kid itself, I did a little bit, though. Yeah.
Man, listen, I appreciate the call. And ironically, Calipari ends up coming to Kentucky after that and terrorizing everybody for the next couple of years. It's like, oh, what did you give up for that? Somebody, this is funny. After I say this, you can play us out. Somebody, now that he just mentioned that, somebody right there didn't realize the prayer that they made. For some reason, they made a prayer that he misses those free throws. And the back end of that prayer was Calipari is going to go to Kentucky. I want you to know what you're sacrificing for Darius Washington Jr. to miss these two free throws. Somewhere, somebody said, I'll do anything. I'll give up 20 years of dealing with, I hate this guy, Darius Washington. He's out here talking crap. You know how you're just so emotional, you just make a deal. Somebody made a deal over that free throw, over those two free throws, and we paid for it. University of Louisville, paid for it in every way possible. Fun stuff. Tanner, really quick before we get out of here. Well, you weren't listening to the show earlier, right?
Yeah, no.
Because Nikki had the worst moment. He had the worst moment.
Oh God.
Okay, I'm gonna say two names. Okay? And as soon as I finish saying these names, you start playing the playout music, okay? Now, if you can't think of the relevance of these two names, you have until the music stops playing and the commercial break hits, or you're going to get some kind of admonishment. Okay, I'm going to tell you two names. I think you would know the relationship. Everybody's listening right now, because listen, we got more texts today than I've ever seen on the text line, and everybody was mad at Nikki. Everybody. The two names are Ray Finkel and Lois Einhorn.
I'm too young for this. Wait, I've heard the names before, but
you may be too young for this.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
I don't know. You don't get a pass. This is a legendary. You should know this. I don't care.
Ray Finkel and what was the
Lois Einhorn?
Is it a cartoon? It was an old cartoon. I'm thinking. I don't know. I'm probably getting flamed right now.
You might be too young to get flamed, but Nikki wasn't. We'll talk about that. I'll leave that on the text line
for tomorrow.
Is Tanner too young to have to know Ray Finkel and Lois Einhorn?
2000 born.
Oh, man. 93.9 The Rim.